Management. All the gains you heard today are due to the new management. Here are more. Management has expanded and is now majorly computerized with nearly 100 staff in a new organization, Incom International Network of Computer Organized Management. International public briefings are being done by top management execs across the planet to brief the public on the expansion occurring in Scientology and the bright future ahead. These briefings will be occurring in every major city in the world and continuing throughout 1984. The new LRH Class 4 org board PLs have been exported with implementation programs so orgs are right back to policy and source on their org boarding. A stat project sort out is in progress to align all stats to the org board and to on-policy data on the subject so the orgs have stats they can use and management has stats they can manage with. Management is restructuring Pholos to streamline and increase efficiency by implementing the Continental Liaison Offices, CLOs, in each continent. Actions are being taken to stabilize orgs and get them more established. A personnel freeze was issued a few months ago and has resulted in personnel in orgs much more stable, getting through their staff hatting and doing better. In the past year, the LRHCOM network has been rebuilt. There is a new LRHCOM International on post and a new LRHCOM flag. They are overseeing that the LRHCOM network is expanding and that the LRHCOMs are doing their jobs and getting source in. The LRHCOM network has expanded considerably over the past year. There are now over 100 staff in the LRHCOM network, which is 40 more than a year ago.
Ron, you missed a little bit there. Key LRH issues were mailed out at the start of 1983 that were verified as a key cause of our current affluence. The specific issues were HCOPL, the reason for orgs, HCOPL, the business of orgs, HCOB, OT and training, RJ36 and RJ37, and these have been remailed out from the majority of orgs, and the rest are being HC'd to finish this remailing. The comm line to LRH has doubled around the world this year compared to last. The average number of letters to LRH each week is 1,700, which is 800 more than the weekly average of last year and almost double the volume. Total SO1s for 1983 so far is 81,280. The 1982 total was 47,743.
All right. Now, as you know, the Office of Senior CS International was totally reorganized in 82 as it had strayed from Standard Tech. Operator, let's take a look at that office now.
Yes, sir. Comparative Statistical Current Summary, Senior CS Int Office, Tech Wins and Expansion.
The Senior CS Int Office Standard Tech campaign is moving full gear. Many products are in use in the field as a result of this campaign, including verbal tech, no squirreling posters, alert forms for verbal or squirreling of tech, Senior CS Int bulletins on common technical errors he has found, giving the references to cram on and handle, and so forth. This campaign is continuing full speed. A new Keeping Scientology Working course is going and expanded. Fully on-source Keeping Scientology Working series of HCOBs and PLs have been issued. A very partially packaged and up-to-date OT3 course has been released and has been very enthusiastically received. A new Standard Hubbard Mini Course Supervisor course and issues on Standard Course Supervision and Study Tech have been issued. Emphasizing the study tapes and the basics of study tech they contain, this course is producing excellent products. A new lineup of Book One services has been released. The Dianetics Workshop, which has new public co-auditing Book One on their second day of its weekend seminar check sheet, and the Hubbard Dianetic Auditor course, which turns out a real crackerjack book oneer through study of DMSMH and other early basic auditing tech. Recently released is the new Hubbard Professional TR course, which is turning out auditors with their TRs in 100%. This course has been very enthusiastically received. Within the first few weeks of its release, over 2,000 Scientologists had signed up for the course, and the mailbags have been full of raves from students and grads and their PCs ever since.
Ron, you didn't read. Contributing heavily to the success of the new Pro TR course is the brand new LRH film, The Professional TR Course.
There is a new course for the training of executives in the basic tools of their trade, Executive Status 1. Over 500 Scientology executives from all over the world have been through this course now.
Ron, you passed over this one. The biggest news is that just this month, the new LRH classification and gradation chart, The Bridge to Total Freedom, was completed by Ron and released. The chart itself, together with 10 new or LRH revised HCOBs and PLs, has streamlined the bridge tremendously, handling such points as defining exactly what the non-interference area is and what can and cannot be delivered to clears, release of the new Hubbard Dianetic Auditor course, reinstatement of Method 1 word clearing for OTs. Mayo had forbidden delivery of M1 to OTs, and this prohibition was canceled. An update of the auditor classification numbering system to align with changes and advances over the years, etc. Graphically, the new chart shows a very streamlined bridge. It also includes introductory services and the Div 6 routes. All of the clutter and complexity Mayo had entered into the chart have been stripped away. Public and staff response is tremendous. Public are flooding in on orgs to find out about this new chart. And where some had been slowed or stopped before, they are now progressing. All reports from orgs, public, etc., show a very excited, enthused, gung-ho response.
There has been increased expansion shown in the following stats. There are now 32,311 clears, an increase of over 1,800 in the last year. 1983 so far, 1,890. 1982 total, 1,779. International value services delivered by Class 4 orgs has hit highest ever, almost 2x since the beginning of the year. Total completions international, which represents both training and processing completions by public, as well as basic Division 6 services, is in the range of 4,000 a week and increasing, an increase of over 1,000 completions per week since 1983. Training sales have doubled over the past year. Over 9,000 rave success stories are being written each week by Scientologists, an increase of over 1,000 success stories written a week since the start of 1983. Over 21,000 well-done auditing hours are delivered to Scientologists every week, with the Flag Service Org in particular hitting highest ever auditing delivery routinely. Weekly student points, all sectors, have increased by over 3.7 million points a week, a 25% increase since January 83, with more than 15.4 million points being achieved by students each week currently. Highest ever stats have been achieved here, too, this year. The number of Class 4 and NED, new Class 5, auditors certified each week has more than doubled since the beginning of 1983. The functions of social coordination are now under a separate corporation, which handles the broad public social services of Scientology, such as drug abuse, educational technology in schools, and businesses and related activities. This corporation was totally reorganized and is under new directors and executives. So, operator, let's have social coordination on the display.
Coming right up, Social Coordination Comparative Current Summary.
Stats. Paid completions rose to 10,000 and are almost 5x over the end of last year. GI is 3.3x over the end of last year. Gross book sales has gone up 7x. Value of services delivered is 2.5x over the end of last year. Student points are at 1,300,000 and are 3.5x March 1983. The stat isn't recorded earlier than March 1983. Well-done auditing hours is increased by 1.6x and is at 1,600. Bodies in the shop has soared to 2,500, which is 3.8x just since March, and new names to CF has 4x'd and is at 300 a week. The number of organized social coordination units in the field has gone from 50 at the end of 1982 to 126, which is 2.5x. Column inches and radio minutes of Theta Press have gone from 50 per week to 600, which is 12x expansion since the end of 1982. The number of new people introduced to the Tech Weekly has gone from 200 in March to 1,100 now, which is 5.5x. Narconon paid services have gone up to 3.25x March 83 at a level of 325 compared to 100 in March. Education paid starts, Applied Scholastic, Delphi, and so forth, has 2.5x and is at 500 a week. Money paid for training has 8x just since March 83. Wins. The expansion and reach for study technology and drug rehabilitation tech have grown sizably over the last year, and we are making great inroads into society. In one African country, the top official over education for the nation has trained on study tech and is now making arrangements to get in the study tech throughout that nation's school system. Major corporations are now training employees on study tech. One international automobile manufacturer, Citroën, in France, now trains its workers on the COM course and is increasing their sales. Another very large international automaker, Volkswagen, now even requires its salesmen to do the COM course. In Detroit, three major car companies are now training workers on our study tech, Buick, Oldsmobile, and Chevrolet, and paying large sums for this. The world's largest mini-computer printer manufacturer and a leader in the world computer industry, Epson Company, has its employees training on study tech and also admin technology. They have purchased and received $20,000 worth of tech services and have allocated for $100,000 more. Another major computer training school in the U.S. has implemented study tech as a required course in their training of students, Transwestern Corporation. One of the largest government funding agencies in Denmark has recently requested that we submit to them a proposal for funding so they can fund using our education tech there. In the last few months, social coordination personnel are now working to get study tech in use in China, South America, and in several African countries. Narconon has expanded very well in Italy. The Narconon program is so well accepted that a mayor in one town arranged a donation of a building so they could 3x their capacity. Another city gave Narconon an entire castle so that they could expand their delivery.
Ron, you passed over this one. And one other city declared September 24th as L. Ron Hubbard Day in honor of the discoveries of the drug rehabilitation technology.
This journal is about organizations, not about me. Narconon has expanded to 26 organizations located around the world. The Way to Happiness has also been doing very well this past year and was featured in the nationally televised Hollywood Christmas Parade in the U.S. with its own parade float. There is now an international TWTH headquarters set up in Social Coordination Network that is getting TWTH broadly accepted and into use by major businesses and youth services groups. TWTH has received very good recognition for assisting to lower the crime rate in the street gang districts of Los Angeles, which has resulted in a proclamation from the mayor of the city acknowledging this. Social coordination and the expansion of tech in use in the society at large continues to grow and can be expected to continue to do so in the next year.
Sir, the computer reminds us that there is one more important summary of interest to the church.
Well, let's see it.
Comparative statistical verification of major book wins, nonfiction.
All right. As it's of importance to the church, I'll read it. Our major line into society and the most vital dissemination tool is books. In 1983, major inroads were made toward getting Dianetics and Scientology books published, distributed, and into public hands internationally. Over the past year, demands from publishers and distributors throughout the world have escalated, with basic books being published and distributed in Japan, Singapore, Indonesia, Hong Kong, India, Tanzania, Sudan, Nigeria, Israel, Greece, Italy, Germany, Spain, Sweden, Denmark, France, Austria, Portugal, England, Australia, Brazil, and Mexico. There are additional reaches from publishers and distributors in mainland China, Yugoslavia, Colombia, Venezuela, Norway, Finland, Iceland, Sri Lanka, and others. Public demand continues to snowball at a tremendous rate. Major Dianetics, Modern Science, and Mental Health national advertising campaigns are already in effect or well into planning stages in the U.S., Sweden, Denmark, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Mexico, and other areas around the world. Dianetics Modern Science of Mental Health continues in major bookstores to be a bestseller after 33 years, an all-time record. A 6 millionth copy of Dianetics Modern Science of Mental Health was sold recently. In less than 6 months, over 1,000 outlets in the U.S. began distribution of Dianetics Modern Science of Mental Health translated into Spanish, and sales to the Hispanic public are going like wildfire. Just in the United States and Canada, over 200 wholesalers and 10,000 distributors are now carrying books on Dianetics and Scientology. Class 4R gross book sales has doubled in range since the end of 1982, and the number of books sold to new public weekly has also doubled, having gone from 2,500 a week to over 5,000, and that's just by Class 4Rs. Over 1 million books and cassettes have been sold by orgs and missions in 1983. New books have come out in 1983, such as Research and Discovery Volumes 4 and 5, Management Volume 1 and 2, LRH Ed Packs, and new trade paperback versions of Fundamentals of Thought, Evolution of a Science, Problems of Work, and Dynamics of Life, Original Thesis. There have been 18 newly translated books completed in the last year in 7 different languages. Hey, what's that?
That's a line link with an outside computer network.
Well, what?
We asked for all Scientology summaries, and the church computer must have added your name and alerted the International Publisher Computer Network. If we don't read and acknowledge it, we can't clear the interlink.
What is it?
Publisher summary, LRH Fiction Works. You better read it.
Put it on hold for a minute. Well, this journal was supposed to be about organizations, but apparently the computers have a different idea. I freely confess I have been writing fiction and music, and it's true I wrote 2 novels and a music album in the last 3 years. This reemergence into the field of fiction might have seemed to you a digression from Scientology, but there are 2 reasons for it. The first is quite personal. I actually miss writing for the sake of writing alone. And when I have been having to handle the sometimes horrible harshness of reality and research and its demanding exactness, continuously for weeks and months on end, it's fun to escape on the wings of pure imagination of fiction and music. Whatever else I've been doing, I've been a writer and a composer for more years than one can tally. I am, after all, a writer. So I wrote. But there's another reason. You may or may not know that neither the church nor any other organization ever funded research. I never received any part of fees for training and processing, and I've paid for all Dianetics and Scientology research myself, out of my own pocket. That is why I owned and could give away all the trademarks to RTC. The activity of the church in this regard is limited to sometimes keeping files and furnishing a few case histories. I do get royalties from books, as any author does, and, in fact, you help research when you buy my books. My nonfiction writings are, after all, solely records of research. So royalties from my books go into research. Thus, faced with monumental research, I assisted its cost by writing in my spare time, the 25th hour of the day, 2 novels and a music album, Space Jazz, as the first soundtrack for a book. And by the way, it is a first in computer music, and the melodies are taken from the whole track, real space music. So anyway, here's the computer display on the first of these novels, Battlefield Earth. Publisher trade summary, top of the chart. Battlefield Earth appeared on national bestseller lists for over 30 weeks in 1983. There are literally stacks of bestseller lists featuring Battlefield Earth which have come in from all around the country. It appeared on the following bestseller lists: Time Magazine, Associated Press, United Press International, Publishers Weekly, New York Times, and subsequently appeared on bestseller lists in over 500 newspapers and magazines. In the UK, stories appeared in anticipation of Battlefield Earth being published in that country. The biggest trade paper in that country featured LRH and wondered if he would take up residence in that country again. The special autographed edition of Battlefield Earth is also a bestseller in its own right. It has far outsold signed editions by all other top authors. Profits being made so far by the publisher and retailers from BE are quite remarkable. Over $3 million to date. The Literary Division of the Academy of Science Fiction and Horror Films has voted a special Saturn Award to Battlefield Earth to give it the honor and recognition it deserves. A special Battlefield Earth calendar for 1984 has just been released by Bridge Publications, and it is selling like hotcakes. Battlefield Earth will be released as two major motion pictures. Preparations for production of the movies are now underway, and several top-name screenwriters and directors are being considered. The paperback edition of Battlefield Earth will be released in March 1984. Due to the incredible demand for this property, an initial printing of 500,000 books will be done. The two largest bookstore chains in the United States, B. Dalton's and Walden's, with over 1,600 stores nationwide, have placed huge initial orders for the paperback edition of Battlefield Earth. They are very enthusiastic about this book.
Sir, you omitted a line again. It says, based on sales and public demand, the whole book trade internationally acclaims L. Ron Hubbard as the undisputed all-time leader in this field.
Foreign publishers came in droves recently at the Frankfurt Book Fair, the publishers' convention for the world, to get the overseas publishing rights for BE. The book will be published in early 1984 in the UK and all other Commonwealth countries. A publishing contract has been signed with one of the largest companies in Brazil. A new contract has just been closed with a major Spanish publisher who will be publishing the book in Spanish. Publishers of 12 different countries want to publish the book, and negotiations with them are underway. The music album Space Jazz is the soundtrack of the book Battlefield Earth. It has received rave reviews from music critics. Both book and album are on sale in major book chains. End of bulletin. Well, is the computer satisfied now?
Yes, sir. That completes the summaries.
Well, flattering as that was, let's get back to international management. Scientology organizations were brought close to the brink, and the new management salvaged them in grand style, as you have heard. Very probably, this team is the first truly competent independent management Scientology has ever had. But, can a power push against the church happen again? Well, only if you fail to turn your back on squirrels and demand on-policy actions and HCOB tech in all executives, and if you support only those who work to keep Scientology working. My earnest advice is, only deal with or associate with those organizations licensed by RTC and auditors in good standing with the church. Close your ears to false statements made by bad hats and thus really clear the planet. Only then can such power pushes fail. And note that not only every earlier power push, but also that this last one did fail. And look at the resulting stats and gains when it all came right again. You see, we long ago found that Scientology application was a team effort, that it had to be clean and straight. Your own future, yes, even your case, depends on INT management being a clean, competent team. And this one has proven they are a clean team and can do it. My aloofness from this paid off as well. I have found things which lift beings to heights not even I envisioned. None of my new discoveries change the lower parts of the grade chart. They will be revealed at the highest OT levels, which I now have to find time to write in full. And oh, is there a lot of brand new data to write. So, forgive me for not managing the church when it almost fell into hostile hands. It all came out all right. Why? Because real Scientologists made sure it did. My faith was justified. So LRH Ed 352 was true, every word of it, proven totally by verified stats. And the future is yours. Enjoy it. Happy New Year!